You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. This is where we are praying. I am Mika. You are blessed. And we are praying. We are seeking the face, the presence of the Lord. We are falling in love with Jesus more and more and more and more and more. We are declaring that He is Lord of our life. We are humbling ourselves before Him, exalting Him in this place. Hallelujah. We are tearing down any idols that we may have erected, hallelujah, and have worshiped in place of Him, amen, hallelujah. They can be idols of job seeking, idols of money, idols of people, idols of relationships, idols of desires, idols of problems. Hello, we can exalt that and worship that and talk about that all day, amen, hallelujah. And even pray about it, but pray about it in a place of still like idolizing and worshiping it and not letting it go, right? Not putting it in its rightful place, which is under God. So here we are, Lord. Hallelujah. Here we are to cast our cares. Here we are to worship You. Here we are to get our minds on You and our heart in a posture of worship and in presenting our heart to You that You will circumcise it and purify it. Hallelujah. Here we are presenting our bodies to You, O God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, because we serve a living God. And so may we smell You, hallelujah, hear You, sense You, taste You. Come on, we are living in all of those senses. We have a taste, sight, smell, feel. Did I miss one? Hearing. Did I miss one? discerning. May we discern You, Lord God. May we be acute and sensitive to You. Hallelujah. There's an aroma that You released. You are living God. There's words that You're speaking, Your voice, because You are a living God. Hallelujah, someone. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for bringing us into a place of being able to feel You, sense You, discern You, taste You, smell You, encounter You. We want You, O God. We need You, O God. We're thirsty for You, O God. As the deer panteth by the water, by the brooks, hallelujah, so do we pant, the psalmist says. So do I. Somebody says, so do I pant for You. Thirsty for You, Lord. We're thirsty for You. Oh, we thank You. Oh, we welcome You into this moment, Lord God. Unfasten us from the things of the world and the hustle and the bustle and the moving and the fast of the world, oh God, in our life, oh God, and the circumstances and the situations and the to-dos, oh God. And let us just be in this moment. Let us slow ourselves to a right now worship. Oh, thank You, Lord God. We right now, we worship You. Right now, we exalt You. Oh, what a beautiful thing to be able to take our mind and set it on the things above. Set it on Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first in the last, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, what a beautiful thing, hallelujah, to be in communion and fellowship with the creator of heaven and earth. Oh, what a beautiful thing, Lord, to sit in the presence of the only one that's that is able. I hear you, Holy Spirit. The resurrection and the life. Come on, somebody. The resurrection, hallelujah, and the life. We need the resurrection and the life. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is to be at the well, hallelujah, of the living water. Oh, you are the living water. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is, Lord God. Hallelujah. To be with the light. Hallelujah. You are the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I hear that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Mountain Mover, right? Hallelujah. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you have invited us into this slow dance with you, even this fast-paced dance, however it is that you're choosing to dance with each and every single one of us, this intimate dance. We want greater intimacy with you, oh God. Ah, Waymaker, Miracle Worker. Come on, y'all. Mountain Mover, Rebashandaya. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Thank you so much, oh God. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom. You are peace. You are peace. And you say that you leave us a peace not like this world, not like the peace of this world. I thank you for your peace. May we encounter your peace right now, oh God. Let your peace fall on us, oh God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of your feet, of our feet. Let your peace drench us. Let your peace soak us. Let your peace fill the atmosphere where we currently are. Let your peace overtake our homes. Let your peace overtake our relationships. Let your peace overtake our finances. Let your peace, hallelujah, hallelujah, be ever so tangible. Amen. Like we can touch it. I taste your peace. What is it? Come on. I believe it's possible to taste the Lord's peace. I believe it's possible as we press into the secret place of the living God. As we abide in under the shadow of the Most High, in the shelter place, I believe it is possible to taste the peace of God. I believe that it is possible to see the peace of God. I believe it is possible to hear the peace of God. I believe it's possible to feel the peace of God, to be drunk by the peace of God. I believe it's possible to be under the influence of the peace. I believe that it is possible to be transformed by the peace of God, that now we are peace. Oh, come on, hallelujah, that now maybe we're even unrecognizable because we are peace. We are exuding peace. Peace is coming out of our pores. Hallelujah. Peace is our auto response. Peace is my natural reaction. I believe it's possible as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, as we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, as we, hallelujah, are drawing ourselves and responding to Him, drawing us closer to Him. I believe it's possible. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to encounter a peace fresh from heaven, not like a peace that we know it from this world. Lord, we pray that you will introduce us to your peace, to the peace that's pure from heaven, untainted peace. Hallelujah. And even in this moment, whatever we need to do to position ourselves and posture ourselves and sacrifice ourselves and deny ourselves. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And give of ourselves to you. Hallelujah. That I may receive the reward of your peace. The Bible says that He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. And I believe that right now, we are diligent in our seeking. We're not letting go. Hallelujah. We're not giving up. We're cleaving. Hallelujah. And re-cleaving and re-cleaving and re-cleaving. I'm reminded of Ruth who cleaved to Naomi, right? In the book of Ruth. Let's just turn to it, because that's what is on my spirit right now to do. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Rebo Sandaya, we praise you. We thank you, oh God. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice as we are worshiping you. We exalt you, hallelujah, right now. We give you praise right now. We are cleaving to you. Hallelujah. Let's see. Let's read Ruth. Amen. And if you haven't read the book of Ruth, read it. Amen. Spend some time diligently seeking God through the reading of the book of Ruth. And if we have read it, let's read it again. Okay, I got my assignment for the day. Let's sit in and see what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us through the book of Ruth. Amen. I don't know who that's for. Is it for all of us? I don't know. Is it for one of us? I don't know. Is it just for me? Maybe. 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 Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where do we want to start, Lord? Holy Spirit, lead us in this. Holy Spirit, you know what? Can I just read chapter 1? Amen. Hallelujah. Even in the reading, I'm reading from the King James Version, but I'm reminded, or I'm being told, or it's being impressed upon me right now that even as we sit and just simply read the Word of God, that's a form of prayer. That's a form of posturing ourselves in a prayerful place, right? In a place of encountering the Holy Spirit, in a place of meditation, in a place of setting our mind on heavenly things and getting our mind off of earthly things. It's a place where we can hear from the Lord. Thank you. Okay. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. So when the judges ruled, One of the things that the book of Judges ends with is that everyone did what was right in their own eyes. In Judges 21 and 25, it says, "In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes." And as a result, it was a lot of wickedness, right? It was a lot of going astray. It was a lot of doing their own will and forsaking God. It was less intimacy, less walking with God, less following his commandments or walking by faith. And so they positioned themselves and lived in a way to be subject to oppression, affliction. Void of the presence of God, and then God will raise up a judge, right? And everything will come into order, and everything will start to happen in their favor. And then they will go back to doing right in their own eyes. I just ask in this moment and in this time, are we concerned with doing right in our own eyes? Or doing right in God's eyes? Are we concerned with pleasing ourselves or with pleasing God? Are we focused on our own free will, or are we focused on submitting our will so that we can do the will of God? Lord, can we pray in that place? Lord, help us. Help us to do right in your own eyes. Help us, Lord Jesus, where it's hard to trust. Help us, hallelujah, where it's hard to believe. Help us where we are not sure if we're hearing you correctly or not. Help us, hallelujah, in this walk with you. Help us to become professional at this walk with you, knowing that in the process there will be missteps, but as long as our heart is one that desires you, let us be men and women after your heart. Help us, oh God. Give us a desire and a deeper desire, and examine the desires of our heart, Heavenly Father. And if it's any desires that is us in the pureness of us, this is what I want and what I feel like and how I want it and me. Lord God, go ahead and perform surgery in those places. We give you a permission, Lord God. We desire to be aligned with you, and we desire that our desires will be purely from you, because you want for us better than we could ever want for us. Your plan for us is better than what we can never plan on our best day of dreaming and imagining and believing. As you gave us a free will because you want us to choose you, today we choose you. Today we choose to believe. Today we choose to trust. Today we choose not to complain. Today we choose to praise. Today we choose to speak life, hallelujah, and blessing, hallelujah. Today we choose, hallelujah, to obey you. Today we choose to submit. Today we choose to trust your instructions. Today we choose to allow your word to order our steps. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you, Heavenly Father. from making a way out of no way, creating a path, hallelujah, where there should not be a path. That man says this is impossible for there to be a path in this direction, in this way. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that as we submit to you, not only do we get to encounter you in a beautiful, miraculous, glorious way, but it's us allowing our light to shine before men that they see our good works, that you will be glorified. Thank you, O God, that they are seeing you at work in and through our lives, Heavenly Father. Align us with you. Let us agree with your report and not with the reports on from the earth and the things that we're seeing on this earth, Lord God. Thank you. If it looks dry, hallelujah, we thank you because you are the one that's watering those areas. If it looks empty, we thank you because you are the one that's saying, I'm gonna fill it, hallelujah. If it's lacking, we thank you because you're the one, hallelujah, that is destroying the lack and sending in abundance, hallelujah. If we don't know, we thank you because you know. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Okay, let's get back to the reading. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little tipsy in the spirit, y'all. My eyes feel a little heavy. Okay, it's the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul talks, it's scripture. Apostle Paul talks about being filled with the Spirit. Okay. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn. Oh.
Yeah. Shit. Sorry
Okay.
about that.
No, it's okay.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, we had just a mild interruption, hallelujah. But God is faithful and able, and so we're resuming in the reading of the book of Ruth. Hallelujah. We are just in this place of prayer, seeking God, hearing what not just us talking also, but us quieting ourselves to hear what thus saith the Lord. And in this moment, I almost feel that that's an instruction for all of us, is that get into a quiet place to hear from him and just say, and even if we're good at hearing from him or need work at hearing from him or don't even know if we are able to hear from him, just enter in that place and say, Lord, I come to this moment to hear from you. And so I'm gonna be silent and I'm gonna keep doing this. And as I keep doing it, my faith says, and I trust that I'm going to hear from you, and you're going to let me know that it is you that's speaking to me. Amen. And just kind of relax in the simpleness of letting God do the work and letting the Holy Spirit do the work and sharpening us, sharpening our tool of hearing him. The Bible says in John chapter 10, it speaks to how Jesus saying that he is our shepherd and we are his sheep, and my sheep know my voice. And you learn. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're switching it up. We learn our shepherd's voice and become well at knowing our shepherd's voice through spending time together, through spending time together, through bonding. And so I truly believe that this, all of us can benefit from the instruction of get in the car, start with 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. We can give God 5 minutes. Like, God, I'm not going to turn on the radio. I'm not going to turn on my music. And in these 5 minutes, I'm going to just get quiet. I'm going to even take my thoughts captive. Lord, the 5 minutes before I go to bed, I'm going to just get quiet. I'm going to step off throughout my day on my lunch break. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to present myself unto you a living sacrifice. So I'm going to sacrifice maybe enjoying my music time, TV time, social media time, social time. Whatever, to hear you, that's also a form of prayer. Our silence is a form of prayer. It's a form of meditation. Maybe even a greater form, because it's a faith of knowing that God knows, He sees, He understands. Hallelujah. He feels it in a way, I believe, more than we do. It hurts him more than it hurts us. He's more compassionate than we know. So that was just a little sidebar. I believe that God is saying, get quiet before me. Get quiet before me. Get quiet. Get quiet. Make allowances to get quiet before him. You know what? Reject some offers, some invitations, some people to get quiet before him. Like, and let us, thank you, Holy Spirit, and let us like truly guard and protect that space in that place, that no distractions can come in this hour, in this time, this no phone calls, nothing, no people ask, nothing. This is my God's time. This is my Lord and Savior's time. This is the me exulting and saying, no, Lord God, you are. Not even my own wanting to complain and hurts and cries. No, right now, God, we are presenting ourselves to you to get quiet before you. You are God of this universe. You are God. You are creator of heaven and earth. You are the omniscient one. You are all-knowing. He is issuing this decree, this instruction, if he is submitting this to us, what is it that he wants to say? What is it that he wants to show us? What is it that he wants to reveal? What is it that he wants to do? Hallelujah. Look. This comes on my spirit. Okay, we're gonna go with the Holy Spirit. I thought I was gonna read the book of Ruth, but that was a teaching in the last, the first section of the episode. Now God is telling us something else, and we're gonna go with that. So, at the appointed time, get in Ruth 2. Get in Ruth. Read it. But look, Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. No, I'm not in 33. Here's 33 verse 3. What did I say? Did I say, okay, Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Just, it's that simple. Is there any doubt there? No. Is it a maybe? No. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ah, Jesus! Call unto me. When we are position ourselves even in the silence of the call. I'm calling God. Look, even when you call somebody, you call them and then you wait. You're silent for them to answer, to say something, right? Us getting in our secret place, that quiet place, and saying, God, I'm calling you. I'm getting still before you so that I can hear from you. We don't need to waste time in you hearing from me. I need to hear from you, great I am. I need to hear from you, author and finisher of my faith. I need to hear from you, my maker. I need to hear from you, Jehovah Rapha, healer. I need to hear from you, omniscient, all-knowing one. I need to hear from you, all-powerful one. I need to hear from you, great deliverer. I need to hear from you, Jesus, the name above all names, that every knee bows. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you, expert of experts. We need to hear from you, King of kings. We need to hear from you, Lord of lords. We need to hear from you. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. We need to hear from you. El Elyon, we need to hear from you. El Roy, the God who sees. We need to hear from you. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, we need to hear from you. Oh, Jesus, we need to hear from you. Hallelujah. May we hear from you in this place. May we hear from you in this place, even in the reading of Scripture. I pray, speak to our hearts right now, Lord. Speak to our minds right now, Lord. Speak, hallelujah, in our ears, oh God. Whisper your words of promise and healing and deliverance and peace and it is well in providing. Speak your words, oh God. Oh, we want to hear from you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. And it says, Jeremiah 33 and 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If we know it not, then how do we even know how to ask? Which means what? He's surpassing the stuff, the little bitty stuff, the little bitty that I'm looking at and I'm asking and thinking this giant. Oh, Lord. This it just confirms that I can just sit in silence before you because you're talking about showing me things, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ephesians 3:20 says he does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So if I believe this, then yes, of course, I'm just getting before you. And not to say that he doesn't want to hear from us, but to say that I can add, and I'll speak for me, because maybe y'all doing it and y'all got it right, y'all got it good, y'all got it good. But maybe I need to practice more of just getting in his presence. I just want to be in your presence. We don't have to say anything. Notice that on this earth, it's not too many people where you can just sit in each other's presence and not feel uncomfortable or like agitated to, like, oh, I gotta say something, I gotta say something, this is weird, this is awkward. Mm-mm, it's not too many. Maybe in this week, can we practice that until we meet again next Thursday? Let's implement a practice. And if you already have the practice, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ask the Holy Spirit how I can deepen the practice then. How can I please you more in the practice? Let us have the practice of just getting before him in silence. Thank you, O God. That's our call unto you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're answering us in that place, and you're showing us great and mighty things which we know is not. And when we hear these great and mighty things, and when you show us these great and mighty things, may we not reject it. May we not dismiss it. Hallelujah. Because it's too extravagant, or because we never seen such a thing happen or believe it for us, or whatever the reasons are, because we don't feel like we're good enough. Whatever the reasons are, let us not allow the enemy to come and snatch it. Hallelujah, because of what we're feeling and the pain and how much trouble and maybe even bad things that we've had to endure and overcome. No, let us not. 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 Let us not miss it. Let us not. Hallelujah. Turn our back to the truth that you're speaking to us and showing us, because it's so great and so mighty that we don't even see ourselves in such a way, because it's so great and so mighty. Let us grab hold of it. Let us write it down. Let us just hold on to it and say, you know what? My belief has to catch up to this moment. My belief of how you're healing, my belief of how you're delivering, my belief of how you're answering, my belief of how you're sending it in just has to catch up to this moment. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that every need in this place, you are supplying, you are providing, you are rendering justice, you are helping, you are healing. We thank you for a healing grace. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for the fresh anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, O God. I thank you for the simple instruction and the answer and the miracle in following the instruction of just getting quiet before the Lord. It's like a getting to know you, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. I want to. Okay, I'm only speaking for me because y'all got it. I want to get to know God even more. Getting to know you. And how do you get to know somebody? Spending time. We thank you for the spending time. And even those who've been praying for, like, spending time, spending quality time, we thank you, oh God, for moving and opening in those areas. We thank you, O God, for blessing our earthly relationships. Hallelujah. And sending in godly earthly relationships as we spend time with you, even knowing and discerning who to put a boundary and push further away and who to draw close and who to cut off and who to attach to. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So the Lord says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will show thee. And I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I believe that he is doing that with us, for us, through us. And even the showing is his miraculous power, like becoming tangible. Even the showing is prayer is manifested. Amen. That showing is in more ways than what we even know in this moment. But prepare for God to show you. Show you him. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikuneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.